Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. I hope you have been having a good week. We have gone through the hottest of hot spells, and I know I'm saying that as a Southern Californian, so if you live somewhere else and you experience much hotter and worse temperatures, as I'm sure I know many of you do, you know. Give me grace. All I know is Southern California. Not all I know, but you know what I mean. Born and raised. So 110 to me, oh man, it's not exciting. But today I wanted to talk about a free health tip that I think can be overlooked a lot. Especially by those of us who maybe solely have received advice from an AMA health practitioner, which is great because today you're going to learn something new. And maybe those of us who have kind of ventured into alternative medicine or just different ways of learning about health and optimization of health, and just learning how to kind of connect back with nature and understanding the role that we have to be our best advocates over our bodies. I just think there's so many good things that we can do that are really free and practical, but have very immense benefits. Disclaimer. This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not medical advice. I am not a medical doctor, psychiatrist, or therapist, nor am I trying to be. The information presented is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical care that can be provided by your own physician, medical doctor, or mental health provider, nor is it intended to be used to diagnose or treat any condition. Always seek medical counsel relating to your specific health needs with any questions or concerns you may have, especially before starting any treatment plan, fitness regimen, adding supplements, changing or quitting medication, or making any lifestyle, mental health, or dietary changes. Any suggestion or recommendation mentioned on this podcast is to be taken at your own risk. What I'm going to be talking about today is grounding. Now, if you follow me on Instagram or if you've heard any other of my podcasts, I talk a lot about the importance of the sun. And you might see me, you know, posting a basic, that basic girl posting a picture, you know, of me outside in the morning with my coffee, getting my sunshine, grounding, reading my devotions. I've really found a morning routine that I love and that works for me. And so I know all of our lives and mornings and schedules and things look really different. And so if anybody preaches to you, like, we all need to do this at this time and this way with this method, you know, it is not what should be said, because we all have to learn how to implement things into our lives in the ways that we can do them in a sustaining way. So, what is grounding? Grounding is putting your bare feet on the earth, essentially. On sand or grass or dirt. The only way that grounding is not necessarily beneficial is if you're doing it on just cement. Which is unfortunate because there's a lot of cement around me, but so it would actually be much easier if I could just be barefoot on the cement. But grass, dirt, sand, you know, things like that. So grounding plays a really large role in increasing antioxidants. Now, antioxidants are substances that may protect your cells against free radicals. And free radicals can play a role in things like heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. Free radicals are molecules produced when our bodies break down food or, you know, when we're exposed to things like tobacco smoke or radiation. We often hear about foods that are high in antioxidants, such as broccoli, spinach, carrots, and potatoes. Also like artichokes, cabbage, asparagus, avocados, beetroot, radish, lettuce, sweet potatoes. What else? Squash, pumpkin, collard greens, kale. You can also use lots of spices in cooking, which is really good. And the average American doesn't even eat half of those vegetables. And so we are definitely a society lacking in antioxidants. It's been very well established through a lot of published scientific literature, but not widely known that the surface of the Earth actually possesses a limitless and continuously renewed supply of free or mobile electrons as a consequence of a global atmospheric electron circuit. Super cool. So, wearing shoes with insulating soles and sleeping in beds that, you know, are off the ground, they're isolated from the electrical ground plane of the Earth, have disconnected most of us from the Earth's electrical rhythms and free electrons. And it was established that the most reasonable hypothesis to explain the beneficial effects of grounding, or others call it earthing, is that a direct Earth connection enables both, follow me, diurnal electrical rhythms and free electrons to flow from the Earth to the body. So it's proposed that the Earth's diurnal electrical rhythms are what help set the biological clocks for hormones that regulate sleep and then activity. It's also suggested that free electrons from the Earth neutralize the positively charged free radicals that are often a hallmark of chronic inflammation. There is an important relationship between cortisol and inflammation. And this was established back in some really pioneering research that was published in the 1950s. Current biomedical research has led to this hypothesis about inflammation that is establishing chronic inflammation as the culprit behind almost every modern chronic illness. That's a big, big deal. The research summarized here in the study I'm talking about and in subsequent reports provided a basis for a number of grounding technologies that restore and maintain natural electrical contact between the human body and the Earth throughout the day and night in situations where, you know, going barefoot on the Earth is not practical. And it's proposed that free or mobile electrons from the Earth can resolve chronic inflammation by serving as a natural antioxidant. So that's a really big deal already just right there. Earthing, again, also known as grounding, is referring to this discovery that bodily contact with the Earth's natural electric charge can stabilize our physiology at the deepest levels. It can reduce inflammation. It can reduce pain. It can help with stress. It can improve blood flow. It can help with energy and with sleep, and just help generate a greater well-being. These such effects are profound, systemic, and foundational, and often develop pretty rapidly. Earthing is as simple as routinely walking barefoot outdoors, or if that's not a possibility, using an inexpensive grounding system indoors while sleeping or sitting. These practices that restore a lost and needed electric connection with the Earth. So, There are some, about 20 studies to date that have reported pretty intriguing evidence of wide and significant physiological improvements when the body is grounded versus non-grounded. This research, along with numerous anecdotal reports, is demonstrating that earthing clearly deserves inclusion in the clinical practice of preventative, alternative, and lifestyle medicine, and has great potential to render these approaches more effective. Now, there was a study done on body workers, so people who tend to be like physical therapists or massage therapists. There was a study done on their pain and overall quality of life. It was a randomized controlled trial. Now, a little bit of background. It's well known that massage therapists routinely develop a number of health problems related to their profession. So this study was looking at these massage therapists. And what they were asked to do was incorporate into a 6-week study where they were asked to not ground for the first week and then grounding the following next 4 weeks and then ungrounded for the last week. And so prior to, during, and immediately following this intervention, participants completed these different questionnaires reporting on pain, physical function, anxiety, depression, fatigue, tiredness, sleep disturbance, and you know, they're asked how many hours of sleep they averaged, all of those kind of things. The result was that the group of therapists experienced a significant increase in physical function and energy and a significant decrease in fatigue, depressed mood, tiredness, and pain while grounded as compared to not being grounded. Then they did a 1-month follow-up from the study, and physical function was also increased, and depressed mood and fatigue were continually decreasing. And so that's just a really cool study to show the effects of grounding in relation to a profession where someone is using their body consistently. Now, there was another study done, and it's called Electric Nutrition, The Surprising Health and Healing Benefits of Biological Grounding. The context of this study discusses that modern biomedicine has discovered that many of the most debilitating diseases, as well as the aging process itself, are caused by or associated with chronic inflammation and oxidative stress. Emerging research has revealed that direct physical contact with the surface of the planet generates, as we talked about, a kind of electric nutrition with surprisingly potent and rapid anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, like we said. The objective of this study was to help explain the potential of grounding to clinicians as a simple strategy for prevention therapy and improving patient outcomes. This research summarized here that the pursued goal of determining the physiological and clinical significance of biological grounding. And again, at the end of the study, the results was all of the studies discussed revealed significant physiological or clinical outcomes as a result of grounding. And the reason that I just wanted to highlight a few of those studies, there are so many studies coming out, as well as so many scientists talking about the importance of grounding, is that as a society, we tend to think of strategies for health in a pill or a supplement, right? Like if your doctor is giving you something for migraines, if your functional doctor is telling you stop eating these foods and, you know, doing all of these things, I'm not by any means, you know, negating it all. But I think oftentimes we miss some really simple yet potent modalities that we can include into our lifestyles that have major effects. But I just think because a doctor isn't prescribing it, we're just like, yeah, I don't have time for that. You know, give me my Excedrin migraine because I got to get on with my day. Again, I understand that. And there's a time and place, right, for everything. I have really been implementing it into my life, and I've noticed a huge uptick in my mood. I think the way that we start our days can be really imperative to the way that, you know, our day might turn out. And it's just, it's so simple. I think that's why we overlook it. It's so simple that we're like, man, that can't work. Like, it's so simple. You know, I have friends with kids and they're like, how am I supposed to, you know, do that? I have some friends with kids who are like, we've turned it into our morning routine. We go outside, we play on the grass, we don't wear our shoes. You know, like for each one of us, it's going to look different. And as someone who does not have my own children, I will not say you need to do it like this. Obviously, I know nothing about that. So I am not at all going to say I think I do. But each of us have these different ways that we can implement these super simple health benefits into our life. Maybe you take a 10-minute break. If you are, you know, if you go to the office every day, take a 10-minute break and go outside. I get it. You're going to be the weird hippie that takes their shoes off, you know, but like even try it once and you might be super shocked and impressed at like the way that you feel afterwards. If you can't do it first thing in the morning, you know, do it later in the day. If you don't live somewhere that has a lot of, you know, grass or dirt or sand around you, like, can you take a lunch break and just find a simple spot? I think if you begin to put it into practice, you will actually be pretty impressed at the mild effects you might feel. It might be mild, it might be pretty large. I just really want to encourage you to be your own best advocate. And obviously we make times for the things that we think are important. And simply putting your barefoot on the ground has, as we've heard, and this is just, I mean, a tip of the iceberg, the benefits of putting our bare feet on the earth. So let me know. I want to hear what you think about it. Comment. Tell me if you've done it. Tell me if you think I'm a quack and an idiot and don't know anything. That's fine. I just want to hear your experience. If you are somebody who has a lot of kids or, you know, has a pretty chaotic, busy, you know, as everybody does, lifestyle, and you found some really cool ways to implement this into your life, I would love to hear it. Because, again, I really understand not everybody has time to start their morning off with some of these practices. So, I love you guys. I hope this has been helpful and just introduced you to a new modality that could be helpful for your health and well-being as we all navigate this thing called life. I love you. I hope you have a great week. See you next week.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.